Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast. It's playoffs time for everyone in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley.
The first round is through, and we're breaking it down for the last week, and we're making our predictions for this week.
And, of course, we're counting down our top five and gimme five, the top players of the week. So grab your brackets, and let's get into it. Let's recap some of these games. Graham, let's get into it.
Well, I think we got to start. The most exciting game of the week was Bentonville West and North Little Rock. Mm-hmm. You know, Leland, I'm getting texts, you know, our little group thread we got of all our guys that start updating this thread. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing that Bentonville West is down two scores to North Little Rock. And I'm like, oh, boy, this wasn't how we had it. Thankfully, Bentonville West comes back and wins by 1 point with a clutch touchdown pass from Trey Thompson to Asher Swoboda. Bentonville West gets the win and moves on. So I'm not sure where you were at with that one, Leland, but I couldn't believe it because I saw North Little Rock early in the year, but I knew they would get better under Brad Boulding. I knew that they would be a different team at the end of the year than they were at the beginning of the year. And certainly by next season, they will be even much more improved than that.
Well, absolutely. We knew that, you know, Brad Boulding was going to bring a good team to Northwest Arkansas. And Bentonville West, you know, had to rally to win that game. Really not that unexpected, you know, in the first round of playoffs, especially when you get the threes and sixes and fours and fives matched up in the first round of, you know, the 7A and 6A playoffs. Some of those games can always have some surprises. But, Bentonville West, you know, got the one-point win, you know, clutch touchdown pass from, I think it was a two-yard pass to Swoboda from Thompson. 355 yards for Trey Thompson. Continues to have a great season and lead that team and lead that offense.
No surprise was what Fayetteville did to Pulaski Academy. They blew them out. Getting a little payback from last year.
Purple rain.
So they rolled just like we thought they probably would. Mm-hmm. Farmington with a 44-0 shutout of Harding Academy. I don't know that we had a shutout.
At that point, I can't pick against Farmington. That was a no-brainer for me.
Elkins with a big win over Forest City. Gravett with a huge. They just destroyed Central Arkansas Christian. Oh, and then down in Van Buren, Leland, are the Pointers just, man, they were close. They had a chance. They even had a chance at the end to tie. Just didn't fall for them this year.
No, I tell you, you know, the first round of the playoffs, man, they can be some heartbreakers. There is every year. Van Buren was up, you know, I'm not going to say comfortably, obviously, because Marion came back and won 32-29. Van Buren had a shot. They attempted a 52-yard field goal that fell short right at the end, and they fall. You know, Southside lost a close one. Ozark lost a close one. There's just a lot of things that can happen in that first round of the playoffs, and Van Buren was hoping to continue to, you know, they got a home playoff game for the first time since 2010, and they wanted to make that count, of course, in front of their home fans, and went down to the wire like kind of what you'd expect it to be.
Yeah, I thought it would be a close game. I had it in my mind Van Buren was going to win that home playoff game. Tough luck for the Pointers there. How about Charleston? Charleston scored 71 points, and they needed most of those points to be able to get by a really, really scrappy Barton team that made the trip down to Charleston and really put up a great fight.
I never absolutely had a doubt.
It took a you know, another rally, which we kind of expected from Charleston. You know, Jack Sexton, the Barton quarterback, he put up some big numbers this year, set Barton passing school records. But yeah, Carter Little again continues to have a fantastic season, and he's got a really good cast around him too. Finn Schmaltz was inserted at, you know, had to come in place of an injury and ended up with 209 yards rushing. Yeah. big rally, big win, school record 71 points.
Get in there and play. Get in there and play, Finn. All you're going to do is rush for 200 yards in a playoff game. How about that? You know, Boonville cruised in their game. So, you know, and we had several teams that saw their season end. We already mentioned, you know, Van Buren, Gentry saw their season end, Hackett, Lavaca, several others, you know, in Springdale Harbor. And I didn't even mention, I completely went over this one, but boy, what a game for Springdale High.
Let's go Bulldogs.
Yeah. Springdale High making the trip down to Cabot and just destroying the Cabot Panthers. Wasn't even close, and a lot of people played well for the Bulldogs. That was their first playoff win since the 2005 Springdale 5 team got it done. So, now a tough task ahead of them this week, but certainly a great night for the Bulldogs, Leland.
Well, you know, it's it's tough, but how about the Springdale Bulldogs? You know, an old saying is, you know, they stuck to their knitting. 47 rushing attempts, 367 yards, and 6 rushing touchdowns for the Bulldogs. Man, we talk about players that are continuing, you know, great seasons and lifting their team up and carrying them. How about Carson Hader? 18 carries for 148 yards, 5 touchdowns on the ground. Just a great outing for him.
You know, they're fun to watch, I think, Springdale is, because they spread it out. But then they run the ball with those running backs and Carson Hader, the quarterback, and then all of a sudden they'll throw a pass. And
And if you'd like to see some of those dynamic plays, we have a Prep Rally Road Trip episode that you can watch on our YouTube or Facebook about Springdale.
Great plug, Sydney. So the Springdale Bulldogs are moving on, and we'll talk more about that next week or in the next segment. But
first, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bedbugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. Ready, guys?
After all, West knows pests best.
Yay! That was our best one, you guys. Well, thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's get into some upcoming matches and predictions in this playoffs.
Okay, so there are 14 teams left in the Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley, Sydney, and we're going to just roll through all these games. Class 7A, Springdale visits Bentonville.
Yeah.
In one quarterfinal. Another quarterfinal, Little Rock Christian travels to Rogers. Both Bentonville and Rogers had first-round byes. Bentonville West has to make the road trip to Conway. They also had a first-round bye. Your Fayetteville Bulldogs, they go to Bryant. And Bryant Hornets also had a first-round bye. Now, these first-round byes sometimes, you know, aren't, you know, sometimes you need them. You need to get healthy and all that. Mm-hmm. Then otherwise you're sitting around for a week, and it cannot always be great. Fayetteville remembers that last year. I don't think they were playing great after a bye week. So, anyway, that's the Class 7A. In Class 6A, we have Jonesboro making the trip all the way over here to Greenwood, and El Dorado coming up from darn near Louisiana to come play Shiloh Christian in Class 6A. Greenwood and Shiloh both had byes. Mm-hmm. In Class 5A, Farmington with a very tall task, making the trip to Joe T. Robinson in Little Rock. Harrison making a trip down to Little Rock to play Little Rock Parkview. They'll play that one at War Memorial Stadium, I believe. Class 4A, Batesville Southside is at Elkins. Monticello at Gravette. Pocahontas, wow, the number 5 seed, Pocahontas, upsets the number 1 seed Nashville to keep its season alive. And now that means Prairie Grove gets another home game. So Pocahontas comes over to Prairie Grove. I've been to Pocahontas. That's a long way over here.
I didn't even know that was in Arkansas.
Yeah, it almost isn't.
it barely is.
Well, and by the way, if you've never had a game night in Pocahontas at Schoonover Stadium, Leland, it's it's quite a treat. I mean, they really love their football over there. We all love Jeff Williams, the AD at Springdale Harbor, and has been, you know, at Siloam, been the head coach at Southside and all that. And he's from Pocahontas. His dad was the head coach at Pocahontas back in the day.
Dave Williams. Former Van Buren Pointer, played under Claire Bates at Van Buren.
Anyway, they're coming over to make the trip at Prairie Grove. Then we have Class 3A Walnut Ridge at Mansfield. Mansfield, we're looking forward to getting back out there. Walnut Ridge is about darn near where Pocahontas is. What a long trip. Charleston is at Fordyce. Boonville is at Rivercrest. And I don't need to tell you, Sydney, Rivercrest is on the Mississippi River. So that gives you an indication of how far the Boonville Bearcats are going to travel. It's not the end of the world, but you could see it from there.
Yeah, you go almost all the way to Memphis and hang a left.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pretend like I know what that means.
Well, okay. So, we're not going to pick all these games. I'd sure like to.
I do want us to pick this, to have this in there for the who you got.
Okay, we'll do it.
We might need to put a road map up, a map of the state of Arkansas for these playoffs.
That'd be excellent. Give me a geography lesson. That'd be fantastic.
I can have.
Well, when it comes to the playoffs, and especially these early rounds, it's a geography lesson for all of us.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for saying that, Leland. I appreciate that.
Okay. So who you got? Let's get into some games. We'll start with the one. It's not on the list, Leland. We're going to do it though. Sydney's special request here. So Springdale at Bentonville. Well, I mean, it's no doubt in my mind, I'm going to go with Bentonville, and I'm sure you probably are too, but if you just want to give me a confirmation on that one.
Well, there's a reason why they got a first round bye, just like all four of the teams did that received byes in the 7A and 6A. So, those teams, are very good and they got a bye for a reason. And I think, Bentonville especially rolls on Friday night.
All right. Sydney, Springdale at Bentonville.
Listen, I'm probably going to get criticized for this, so like zoom into my stuff again. I don't care. Springdale, let's go Bulldogs! Hey, everybody.
I like the flex there. That's.
Yeah, exactly. But everybody needs someone to believe in them, and you know what? I know Bentonville is a fantastic team. Don't get me wrong. They're a great team. They're undefeated. But I'm going to go for Springdale. I'm going to go for the underdog in this.
Let me say this. Something that just makes my day every time I see it on Facebook. Anytime Springdale gets a big win, okay, Brett Hobbs comes bouncing into the huddle and gives like a boom, you know, and the team just goes crazy.
Yeah, well.
And it is the coolest thing to watch. I told him yesterday, I said, boy, you're getting old. You're going to have to, you know, kind of, you know, pace yourself on those, you know, from here on out. He goes, yeah, I know. Sometimes I wake up and I wonder why my shoulder hurts.
Also, so. Maybe it's just me. Don't, like I said, Bentonville is a fantastic team, but I like the traditions with Springdale. You know, they may not be to the eye the most competitive team out there as compared to Bentonville, but at the same time, I think their coach is great. And oh, speaking of that too, I saw it live. They all start this dog chant. And they're all like woofing and all this stuff, and then they charge their coach after the win.
Well, he usually, I thought, I mean, yeah, it's a cool celebration. It's a great moment when you win a game, when you win a big game.
But you know what? I just wanted to say Springdale because I want y'all to know someone believes in you. Okay.
I just liked you doing the.
Let's go Springdale.
Yeah. So who you got? Bentonville West at Conway. You know, I've seen Bentonville West probably more than anybody has this year on our sports staff, and they've had some really great wins and some real close calls like last week. Coach Pratt, I'm sorry, man. Use this for whatever you need. I find making the trip to Conway is going to be a tall order for the Wolverines, so I'm going to go with Conway to beat Bentonville West. Sydney, who you got?
I think I just like the mental toughness of this Bentonville West team this year. So, Bentonville West, Coach Pratt, I got you. He's going to say something not so nice in your group chat.
Well, Coach Pratt's picking not in the group him. Chat, so.
My gosh.
We probably should add him. That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Well, I don't think he'd want to be after you pick Conway.
Well, probably. You're probably right. Leland, who you got?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm going to go with Conway. I mean, they're, the second place team out of the 7A Central. But a lot of times, teams that have a home game that survive, and that's what Bentonville West did, comes back and plays a lot better. I think this game will be a lot closer than what people think, especially, having a veteran quarterback like Trey Thompson makes a difference, especially going on the road. But I still think Conway wins, but in a very competitive game.
Okay. So, in what I think will be a very close game, we have Fayetteville at Bryant. Now, Fayetteville was one of my picks to go to the state championship game. And, they haven't been what I thought they'd be. Mm-hmm. But this is a new season. They should have just a ton of confidence after a great win last Friday. I think Fayetteville is going to go down to Bryant mm-hmm. and play maybe their best game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Bryant is pretty good,
mm-hmm.
and the Bryant Hornets in Fayetteville season Friday night. Who you got, Sydney? Is there any question who you got? There isn't.
Hold on. I think I dropped something. Give me a second. Fayetteville, all the way. No questions asked.
Much respect there. No. And you know what? Fayetteville is a team I would not want to have to play with their offensive capabilities in the playoffs. So, Leland, who you got?
Well, you're right. Fayetteville is, I think, and while they may not have been what we thought they were going to be early, that doesn't mean they can't be now. And so I think they've, they have found their running game with Caleb Johnson, 111 yards on Friday night against Pulaski Academy, 433 yards. Hank Hendricks went over the 3,000-yard mark a couple of weeks ago. I think they're very capable, but Bryan is just, I think, too much. But again, I think it can be or will be a very competitive game because of Fayetteville's high-powered offense and their capabilities on offense. Bryan still prevails and moves on.
Okay. Jonesboro at Greenwood. Forget about it. Greenwood.
Do we all need to say this together? Or is Leland not on the same wavelength today? He's not.
I don't think so.
Oh, Greenwood. My gosh, Greenwood.
Greenwood. Leland, who you got?
Oh, yeah, I think Greenwood.
What the heck?
But I tell you, Jonesboro, obviously the East is much more balanced this year. Jonesboro and Marion finished tied for fourth in that conference. Brown, the running back, 211 yards against Southside, 470 yards in all. And Asa Myers, a veteran quarterback for them, three-year starter. I think Jonesboro has the type of team that can give Greenwood some problems, but not nearly enough in Greenwood roles.
All right. Farmington at Joe T. Robinson. Joe T. Man, so this was one of the games I had assigned for capsules this week, Leland. And, I'm talking with Coach Tyler Updegrove of Joe T yesterday, and we were going through some of their key players. And my goodness, I mean, this guy's got offers from there, and this guy's got offers from there. And, then I'm talking to Tommy Tice, is like, well, yeah, they're a really good team. But he gave me the secret. The pregame walkthrough is always at the parking lot at Colton's in Morrilton. And that to me, well, I don't know why that's a big deal. I just thought that was pretty cool, actually. He says they have a big open parking lot and that's where lunch is. But, that being said, Farmington, boy, this is going to be a tough game for them to win. Joe T is a really good football team. They're undefeated. This matchup almost happened last year, but Joe T blew it in the quarterfinals against Hot Spring Lakeside. So, I want to pick Farmington, but I just can't. I think Joe T's on a mission. They've got a lot of good players. Give me Joe T Robinson. Who you got, Sydney?
I'm not going to go against a Tommy Tice team, Farmington.
That's good. That's good. I like that, yeah. And Leland, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with, Sydney. It's hard to go against Tom Tice. He has coached more high school football games than any other high school coach, any other coach in the state in history. So he knows how to travel. He knows how to win. He knows what it's like in the playoffs. But, you know, a tribute to Rick Fiers and Farmington, they ain't scared. But I do think Robinson is just, boy, they're ultra talented. And there's a lot of matchups in the second round that I would think Farmington, you know, I would pick Farmington to win. This is just one of those that, boy, Robinson survived. Like we talked about before, they survived a close game at home, had to score late to win last week. I think they're probably just they're just too much for Farmington to handle, and Robinson wins.
That being said, you know, every time we start discounting Aiden Lester, that kid does some amazing things. So don't be at all surprised if Sydney's Farmington Cardinals get the win. Last one, we have Charleston at Fordyce, and, you know, Charleston was my pick to win the state championship, so I can't get off. I can't get off their back now. So give me Charleston to go to Fordyce and find a way to win. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to find a way. Sydney, who you got?
I've picked Charleston all season. I'm on a roll, so Charleston.
Leland, who you got?
I, too, picked Charleston to go to the semifinals before the season. They have done nothing to change my mind about that capabilities. But, man, Fordyce, this will be the first time Charleston has ever traveled to Fordyce. You know, Fordyce, the Red Bugs, tradition-rich school, that place is packed. They have the shrubbery down in the end zone, just a fantastic setting for high school football. They have a 260-pound quarterback named Cadillac Ellison.
Cadillac.
But that's not going to be enough to stop Carter Little and that offense and that defense that Charleston's very good as well. And I think Charleston finds a way to win very far away from home on Friday night.
Going to squash some Red Bugs. And we're not talking like – you know, ladybugs. We're talking like big, evil red bugs.
No one would take you serious if your mascot was the ladybugs.
You know.
Yeah, but their quarterback has a cool name. That's a fire name.
Oh, yeah. So that's our who you got for this week.
Yep, and before we get into the top five and gimme five, we want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news on all high school sports. Additionally, you can follow us on our Instagram and Facebook at Prep Rally Sports, where we share exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and where we have just a lot of fun doing different kinds of antics. So with that being said, let's get into the gimme five.
Yo, this is Champ Davis. This is River Valley. Give me five.
These are the top five performances from the past week in the River Valley. And what's that sound? I hear basketballs bouncing. So we have not completely transitioned from football to basketball, but it's basketball season all over. And number five, Kyla Piercy, a senior forward for Greenwood, in a loss to Fayetteville at Fayetteville last week, scored 45 points for the Lady Bulldogs. Number four, Shep Newcomb is now in the River Valley. Graham, sorry, but we're claiming him as our own now. He's a senior guard for Alma in a 67-64 win at Sylvan Hills last week. He scored 27 points to go over the 2,000-point mark in scoring in his career. And then Monday night, he backed that up, went 13 of 18, and scored 31 points against Lamar.
Leland texted our group this last night during that game with Alma and Lamar. He goes, boy, this Shep Newcomb, he's pretty good. Yeah, so we will miss him at Ozark Catholic. But, you know, Alma's not very far away. They make several trips up to Northwest Arkansas. We'll be able to see
him. Yeah, including one this week. And then they play Subiaco Academy on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll see him tonight, won't I? How about that?
In fact, I even asked, Coach Vaughts, you know, I said, who made out this schedule? In fact, last night when I watched him, I think it was his fourth three-pointer that he hit. I kept thinking, you know, it kind of reminds me of Jimmy Chitwood. Number three, quarterback for Pecola, Josiah Posey. in a first-round win over Pawnee on Friday night in a 24-20 win, 18 of 32 for 235 yards and two touchdowns. And on the final clinching touchdown drive, he converted two fourth downs with clutch passes. Number two, Connor Dromer, you know, part of that, you know, quartet of backs that Boonville has on Friday night in a 69-27 win over Quitman, he had three carries for 108 yards and touchdowns of 10 and 72 yards. Defensively, he returned a fumble 66 yards for a touchdown. Number one, our River Valley Democrat Gazette Player of the Week. We've mentioned him already, Carter Little, senior quarterback for Charleston. In leading a rally over Barton 71-48 on Friday night, 17 of 23 for 304 yards and four touchdowns. And in a 3-minute span in the second quarter, he threw a 2-yard touchdown pass to Maddox Terry, 67-yard touchdown pass to Deegan Todd, and a 49-yard scoring toss to Emiliano Guyana to lift them to a 43-36 lead from a deficit and lead the Tigers on to the second round of the Class 3A state playoffs.
All right. Well, that's the River Valley Give Me Five for the week. And now we'll jump into the Northwest Arkansas Top Five.
Hi, I'm Jeff Slaughter, and this is NWA Top Five. Go Elks.
All right. Well, starting us off in the Northwest Arkansas Top Five, I hear the basketball's bouncing too. I'm going to go back to the same game Leland was referring to with Kyla Piercy. Peyton Cottle of Fayetteville in that 79-72 win over Greenwood had 34 points. A big night for Cottle. She's a real special player in this area and just a sophomore. Looking forward to seeing great things out of her for the rest of this year and for years to come. Number four, Josh Hamm of Elkins in a big, big win over Forest City. Had an interception return for a touchdown and also a 45-yard punt return for a touchdown. So Josh and he's got a brother over there at Elkins too, man. And there's all kinds of family dynamics going over there with the Williams brothers too. Elkins is going to make another run here. Number three, Carson Hader. We've talked about him earlier. Five touchdowns. He had 18 carries and 148 yards in Springdale's win at Cabot last week. I'm going to give just a side shout out here to Wilder Larisi. 11 carries, 124 yards, and a touchdown. As we said, Springdale's first playoff win since 2005. Number two, Elijah Sugg of Prairie Grove. He rushed 30 times for 252 yards as Prairie Grove went on the road and beat Heber Springs 34-14. Side note, Blake Coran, 24 carries, 101 yards, and a touchdown. When they get that offense going, they're tough to beat. And number one, John Earl Thompson III, a.k.a. Trey
Thompson. Wow, the government name is coming out.
Well, you know, Coach Pratt calls his dad Jet for John Earl Thompson. So Trey Thompson from Bentonville West, he's our Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Player of the Week. Completed 32 of 54 passes for 355 yards. None bigger than the 2-yard touchdown pass to Asher Swoboda for the game-winning score with 37 seconds left. Bentonville West survives. It's what it's all about right now, man. Survive in advance. So, and that is our top five.
Well, thank you for that. We hope you enjoyed our Prep Rally podcast today, and we'll see you next week in the semifinals.
Semifinals, well, for the big schools. You know, the small school playoffs just keep going and going.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week.